Hello and welcome everybody. This is Chandra Easton here speaking to you about the Asala Festival, which is coming up very soon on the 3rd of June 2015. I'm an esoteric astrologer and spiritual healer. You can connect with me through starastrologyhealing.com. I send out a regular newsletter and I'm always available for individual consultations through Skype, anywhere in the world. I'll be speaking to you today about the spiritual festival known as the Asala Festival, which occurs every year on the full moon when the sun is in Gemini and the moon is in Sagittarius. The Asala Festival is the third of the three major festivals, the first being Easter on the Aries Libra full moon, the second being the Vesak on the Taurus Scorpio full moon, and the third of these major festivals are when the sun is in Gemini and the moon is in Sagittarius. This year the full moon occurs in Australia. It's 2:19 a.m. on Wednesday the 3rd of June, and I've cast the chart for Canberra, which is our national capital. The sun falls in the 12th minute of Gemini, and there are four planets in Gemini, so I'll talk about that. I use the Asala Festival chart to talk about the opportunity for humanity to live in harmony with each other. This Asala Festival is often also known as the Festival of Humanity, and it is linked esoterically to the two previous full moons, the two major festivals that went before it. During the Aries full moon, the energies of restoration descend, and we have very, very powerful first ray, the Shambhala light, which brings massive change on Earth environmentally, politically. We've had big earthquakes, Nepal, we've had volcanoes erupting, major acceleration in the potency of change on Earth that began to occur in the lead up. Well, after the Easter festival, actually, and in the lead up to the Vesak, was the first of the Nepalese quakes. So the first ray began to descend during the Aries full moon. The second ray, the capacity and the potency of cosmic and solar and divine love occurs, and we have opportunities to partake of this spiritual power and this spiritual love during the Vesak. And at the Asala Festival, these energies of divine potency, divine power and divine love descend through active intelligence, through, well, let's pray that some sanity comes to Earth and that the capacity to bring about transformational change and justice for those who are being harmed by life on Earth at the moment occurs. This energy is stepped down, like, think of it as three mighty waterfalls, and the Asala is the third waterfall that then sends the life-giving love and intelligence, active intelligence, out to humanity, to the thirsting humanity who are so much in need and suffering. I will be looking at the astrological chart as a window to understand the energies that are impacting the planet. And I'm only doing it from one perspective, from the Australian perspective. And the specifics to do with Australia will be throughout this talk. You may find many correlations of the patterns that are impacting, because this pattern, this chart, affects the whole planet. It just moves like the hands of a clock, really. The circle twists into different places according to where you are on Earth. So in Australia, now let's start with the Gemini stellium, as we call it, four planets in Gemini. The sun is in the almost in the 12th degree, almost. Vulcan's conjunct it, 10.5 degrees, 10.5 degrees of Gemini. Mars is not far away from the full moon in the 15th degree of Gemini, and Mercury's retrograde earlier in Gemini. Now, when you have a Gemini stellium, then what is said often doesn't always match the inner reality. There's more than one way, and sometimes a half a dozen ways of looking at information that is picked up. If we trust with our eyes and our ears and take as gospel what take literally what we see through the media, through the television, through the news, then we would be sadly deluded. There's always a backstory, and generally several backstories when there are a few planets in Gemini. So we have to learn to use the intuitive approach, the heart-based approach to news and the media and to the World Wide Web, because duplicity underpins so much of what passes for news in this modern world. Vulcan sitting so close to the full moon does not augur well for the major volcanoes on the planet, and indeed we continue to see them. There's very, very powerful volcanoes just erupted not far from the southern major island in Japan, almost simultaneously. Hard on the heels of that was a big earthquake, 6.8 I think it was, off the coast of Alaska. Very, very strong connection there across the top of the Pacific from this volcano. We've had large amounts of volcanoes erupting in South America, in Indonesia, in the Philippines. The Pacific Ring of Fire has been activated, but not just the Pacific Ring of Fire, other places as well. So the Asala Festival indicates the voltage. Think of it as this spear that's been thrown from on high and is arcing out and disseminating into lots of small eruptions. I say small, but Mars is involved, you know, within 4 degrees of the full moon, which indicates that, you know, there can be a lot of damage done in short, sharp parries. Short, sharp parries, yes. And a lot of misinformation covering up. You know, many of the governments around the world have taken the approach that what the general public don't know won't hurt them. And people are being kept in the dark. But, I mean, there have been tornadoes tearing through the tornado belt in America. There have been floods sweeping people away in Texas. And so we can expect more and more of this erratic weather and erratic Vulcan activity coming out of the volcanoes as we come closer to this Asala Festival. And I can use the Asala Festival also as a window. I use what's referred to as the solar arc to predict some changes, and I will make those predictions. Well, primarily I'll focus upon Australia, I think, but yes, as I go through. Let's talk about the Mercury retrograde in Gemini. When Mercury is retrograde, then we need to trust our inner senses, and often we are shut down on an outer level in order to pick up and to tune in to what's really going on and undercurrents. Now, in the Australian chart, a couple of the Gemini planets, but primarily Mercury, fall in the part of the chart associated with the sustainable economy. And in Australia, we're having a major rethink occurring as the resources boom is well and truly over, and the coffers that have been open wide with the BHP and all the billion-dollar resource companies are, posting record losses, and the posting of the record losses from the resources sector will have its run-on effect into the Australian economy over the next, I would say, 3 years. Yeah, I would say 3 years. And during this period of downturn, people will need to diversify. Now, how that affects the ordinary person in the street is quite different to how it affects the billion-dollar resource corporations. They're shedding staff, they're diversifying into other ways of making money, they're trying to bring in overseas investment. They have a greater capacity to ride out a changing changing sort of economic tide than the ordinary person. The ordinary person will find their hours are cut, that their shifts are increasingly unpredictable, and that there's less to go around, and there's a lot of juggling. Juggling is one of the key words that goes with Gemini, and when you have Mercury retrograde in Gemini in the house of income, you can be certain that many people are going to have to juggle their finances and do without. This Mercury retrograde has a fairly tight square. It's 2.5 degrees to Neptune, which means that people will be kept in the dark about what's really going on. Nobody will mention the word recession. People, the figures, I think massaged is what they refer to it when they're loose with the truth and talking about the level of unemployment in Australia. In fact, the level of unemployment in Australia is much higher than is being recorded, because what's not taken into account are all those people who are, maybe they're getting 8 hours work and they need 25 to survive. They're still counted as employed, but they're existing beneath the poverty belt. So those who've already been marginalised, falling further and further into despair, those who've been sort of eking out an existence, the belt's getting tighter. And right at the top of the billion-dollar corporations, they're diversifying. Changing stream, cutting their losses, selling out. Yeah, very not a pretty picture economically for Australia. And let me see, I've got a bit of a list here of things that I wanted to talk about, so I'll see if I can stick to the list. I'll start by talking about Pluto sitting on top of the midheaven within a degree and a half. Now, Pluto at the top of, in the position associated with government, talks about our right-wing, paternalistic, I'd call it a fascist government, who are no longer operating for the will of the people, but, you know, we have a leader who makes what he calls captain's calls, and, you know, he's captain of a sinking ship, and he's captain of the most harsh, cruel government that Australia has seen in more than 50 years, that has been stripping many of the hard-won rights of ordinary people, that have been fought along the principles of social justice by a plethora of previous governments, and he and his government are systematically stripping away the buffer in the name of balancing the budget. But really, it's greed. It's greed, and this Plutonian approach, this strongman, power-driven lust for power, it seems unstoppable. And yet, I would say that I heard there are so many things that this government has done in the previous 18 months, and one of the most recent things is a declaration that they would simply strip citizenship from anybody who was perceived was acting with terrorist inclinations. And then I saw a leaked document just this morning where the front bench of this government, led by Tony Abbott, are revolting against him and speaking up. And I mean, these are fairly conservative right-wing ministers who themselves are finding that he's gone a bridge too far. And I think it was, it was Malcolm Turnbull asking, how does one define who's a refugee and who's not? And should that be the task of a minister of government? And who else was it? It was, I forget his name, the Queensland sort of country party, National Party, Barnaby Joyce, was asking, surely the role of deciding who is or is not a terrorist ought to be in the hands of our legal system. That's what our legal system's for. Our education minister reported that no, it's just an administrative matter. And finally, George Brandis, the Attorney General, has vetoed this sort of bill to strip people of their citizenship rights, which would effectively put people who are who are being judged as having terrorist sympathies, judged without the law, without a jury, without a judge, and become stateless. And becoming stateless effectively means that no country will take them, and that they would then become refugees on the high seas. So this is the most heartless, the most outrageous policy. Just the latest example of this government. Look, this Pluto is 1.5 degrees off the Capricorn midheaven. Maybe we have to wait for the next election for this megalomaniac, this dictator, this fascist leader to be swept from power. I wish it would happen sooner, but it looks like there's an 18-month timing associated with the fall of this government. Unfortunately, the media have done a wonderful job of blanketing and spreading lies to the point that many ordinary Australians feel that this harsh action is necessary to protect them. And what it's doing is not protecting us, but creating karma. Okay, if I look at the map, the Pluto, when I transpose this chart around the Australian continent, the Pluto line is drawn from Gladstone in Queensland through southeast Queensland, through New South Wales, and cuts the coast. If you got a ruler and placed it on the edge of the Australian seaboard, you'd see a line that goes from Gladstone to Canberra or thereabouts, and everything east of that, which includes Canberra, Canberra's very close to this line, includes Newcastle, Sydney, Brisbane, all the coasts, all the towns up the coast, where the country's effectively being run from this power base. And I find it interesting where the Pluto line crosses the coast is around Gladstone, where there's a great furor over the destruction of our reef. And in fact, the profit before what effectively is a national treasure for all, not just for Australians, but for all. So this is the Great Barrier Reef, and the push for power and for greed, such that there's an attempt to build a port up here around Gladstone that effectively will dump, toxic waste left over from the LNG project into the reef. So, if the Queensland government allow this to happen, meanwhile the international community are up in arms to the point that, President Obama's even spoken out about the destruction of the reef. And, Australia needs to be sanctioned for this destruction of an international heritage site. So this is where the power play of the East Coast will effectively reap karma for the whole country. Okay, let's look at the Neptune in the chart. Neptune sits in Pisces in this chart, as I mentioned, with a fairly tight square to Saturn, and also a 2.5 degree square to the Vulcan and the Sun and the Moon. So there's a lot of hurting, there's a lot of suffering, there's a lot of... And primarily the way the suffering is being experienced in Australia is off of our western shore, where the refugees are fleeing persecution and they're arriving into our sovereign waters in tiny boats. And they're being incarcerated and kept in these prison ships for days, weeks... Sometimes, in one case, I think it was about a month, then they're being shipped off to other countries. Australia's effectively wiping its hands of our United Nations. We've signed the Human Rights Declaration that came into place after the Second World War, and we may as well have shredded it up and thrown it into the Indian Ocean along with the people who are perishing. The latest in this are the Rohingya people fleeing from Bangladesh and from Myanmar. And this Asala chart is full of, I'd have to say, ordinary Australians sticking their heads in the sand, failing to look, turning a blind eye, unwilling to look at the suffering that's being washed ashore on our coast. This Neptune line on the chart goes straight past Port Hedland and sweeps up towards Indonesia. So yeah, a great amount of suffering, and I guess you could say out of sight, out of mind. Look at the second house in the chart, and we see Taurus sitting there, the sign associated with wealth and wealth coming out of the earth. And Venus that rules Taurus is in Cancer with a semi-square through to the full moon into Vulcan. Yes, so the people who are paying for the economic downturn are the ordinary people, the family people, the single parents, the working families, the one-income families. This is the Venus in Cancer compromised in the fourth house. And those who ought to be paying, the ones that have been riding the wave of the resources boom, they don't even pay tax. They don't even pay the tax they ought to pay. And the suffering is being stripped out of the working class people and the socially disadvantaged and the single income families and the sole parents. And it's being stripped out by a heartless government with lies and duplicity. It's a very, very shameful time to be an Australian. And so many people are having to... finding their hours are cut and finding that they need two jobs, or that a job that they thought they had, a contract they thought they had, is disappearing. It used to be that in Australia work was there for the taking and that full-time jobs were plenty. Not anymore. The part-time contractual approach to work has well and truly overtaken the employment sector in Australia. We were the land of opportunities. That's long gone. People are living through a hand-to-mouth existence of struggle, and there's a large amount of spin massaging of the facts to put all that in the best possible light. Yes. What else did I want to talk to? I thought I had another piece of paper, and I seem to have lost it. What was it? Let me go back to the chart. Saturn sits in Sagittarius in the 8th house. There's been a lot of talk in the Australian media of the fact that the country is in debt and someone has to pay and we all have to sort of pull our weight. And I think it's true to say that the country is in debt, but the wrong people are being asked to pull their weight because this Saturn... You know, they're picking off the easy target, trying to sort of strip money out of the disadvantaged, of the aged, of the dispossessed, of the homeless. Uranus is rising in this chart with an Aries rising, but it's 7 degrees off the ascendant. We don't have enough fire in the belly. I wish we did, but there's just not enough fire in the belly in the average Australian to hit the streets and bring about the systemic change that is required. Yes. The moon's in Sagittarius in the ninth house, and whilst that's a lovely placement, and while there is a beautiful trine through to the Aries rising, it's the square to Neptune that is deflating this whole Asala chart. Neptune's controlling the chart. You know, the south node also sits sort of conjunct the ascendant, so I'm inclined to think that the karma that has been created by heartless government over the last, well, decade, but especially the last 18 months, we'll have to pay this within 4 years. This is the south node's 4 1/4 degrees off the ascendant. Within 4 years, we're going to really have to pay for the policies. I mean, one of the other things that's happened just this last week is National Sorry Day, which is the day when we remember the harm that was done to the Indigenous people, the Aboriginal people, the custodians of this land. It passed virtually unmarked. You know, virtually unmarked. That in itself is a cause for great shame. The more I talk about this Asala chart and its connection to Australia, the more ashamed I feel to be Australian. Mars in Gemini in conjunct Pluto is exact. You know, in other countries, when despotic leaders take to the stage, you know, they become the target. I mean, our Prime Minister is a target of ridicule. He's a target of derision. It may also be that he becomes a target for violence. He's unashamedly exploiting the crisis that's happening in Syria and the Middle East for his own political gain, to whip up fear and whip up sentiments against him. And all I can see really is that there will be more and more outbreaks of harm that comes from his approach to governance. Maybe there will be sporadic attempts to disrupt the parliament. Maybe there will be more and more derision and ridicule through the public sector directed to our government and to our Prime Minister. Maybe there will even be physical attempts upon his life. None of that can be really ruled out, because this Mars has got an exact conjunct through to Pluto and the midheaven. So this government, and particularly this leader, has made himself a target for hate. And he's done that by perpetuating and peddling hate. Yes, Jupiter continues to sit in Leo in a beautiful, beautiful placement with a trine, 4 degree, almost a 5 degree trine to the Aries rising. So there is a sector of the Australian populace who are coming from the heart, who are working for change, who are the torchbearers of hope and the torchbearers of a better world and the torchbearers of what it means to be Australian. And this Jupiter is linked into a fire grand trine. When I talk about the fire grand trine, I think about the I think about the drought, really, and I think about the El Nino effect that the scientists are talking about across the Pacific. And here in Queensland, I think there's 3/4 of the state is drought affected. The farmers have to walk off the land. There's so much heat, there's so much dryness, there's so much fire, I think, connected to this the dry heart of Australia, that the heart of this country, the what used to be farmland for growing crops, for rearing animals, it just can't sustain it anymore. And this drought has stricken South Australia, New South Wales, Queensland in dramatic ways. And I would say that the ramifications of our dry, heartless politics are very strongly connected to the drought throughout Australia. Yes, I wish I could find more good news in this Asala chart. I suppose Mercury makes a sextile through to the South Node in Aries, and I would say that, by being Australian, we all have to pay the price of the karma that's affecting our country. The foul is the only world that I can think of. The foul despotic politics, the heartlessness, the cruelty to those marginalised, and the cruelty to those coming to our shores seeking help. And we have to find our own voice and find our way of speaking out and strengthen the arms of justice. There are people speaking up for justice. That you'll find them in the legal sector, you'll find them in the educational sector, you'll find them in the Greens Party, you'll find them in every walk of life. There are voices speaking up for justice. And I pray, and my prayer is that those voices rise and are heard and begin to overtake some of the power politics that are dragging this country through the mud. That's a bit of a sober kind of a take on the Asala Festival on a global level. the volcanic activity is just warming up. I'll say that again, the volcanic activity all over the planet is just warming up. The unpredictable nature of the oceans and the coastlines and the shifting of oceans over coasts will continue. Yes, the groundswell for change and the people of goodwill and those with heart who are speaking for justice, they're there all over the world. They need to unite and continue to maintain hope in the face of the collapse and the increased volcanic activity that is occurring. That's all I've got to say about the Asala Festival, the Festival of Humanity. Find where you fit, where you can share light, share joy, share hope, share truth, share justice in your world and be part of the solution, not part of the problem. You may also be interested in tuning into the series of talks I've been giving on the Earth's Great Change. You'll find them through my YouTube channel. I'm Chandra Easton, starastrologyhealing.com. Get in touch with me if you'd like to know what's coming on your horizon in the year ahead, or if you're looking to get some clarity around yourself, your health, your relationships, life purpose. I'd love to talk to you. Bye for now.